Where is she answering?
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
朋友们大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Kenneth。 在前几期的节目中，我们接触了几大主角 Serena, Blair, Nate, Dan 以及 Jenny。 今天有一位重要的人物 Chuck 要出场，说他是花花公子毫不为过，不信的话我们不妨先听为快。
Serena looked effing hot last night.There's something wrong with that level of perfection. It needs to be violated.
You are deeply disturbed.
And yet you know I'm right. You're telling me if you had the chance...
I have a girlfriend.
You guys have been dating since kindergarten and you haven't sealed the deal.
You said seal the deal.
Come on. Are you following us or something?
No, I go to your school.Identical uniforms? That kind of a tip-off? It's funny. So, you guys want to sit together at lunch?
在前几期节目中，我们了解到话题女王 Serena 回来了， Chuck 觉得她非常 hot. H-O-T, hot. 这个单词在口语中可以指性感。如果一个女孩子被称赞为 hot, 那是一件值得高兴的事儿。Chuck 的原话是 Serena looked effing hot last night. Serena looked effing hot last night. 我们发现剧中有个单词 effing, E-F-F-I-N-G, 什么意思呢？ F stands for fucking. People call fuck or the F word. Therefore, effing is the euphemistic way to say fucking.不知道大家是否有了解，在口语中用上 fucking 这个单词有强调的意味，相当于咱们平时说的 TMD。 比如说有一个问题你想了很久却还是没有结果， I don't understand this fucking question， 这个问题真 TMD 搞不懂。这里的 effing 就相当于这个 F word fucking。 生活中似乎男生喜欢用这样的词来表达心情，女生说起来呢确实有些不雅，我们要尽量的避免。知道有这样一个用法，听到别人说的时候能够理解就行了。 Nate 说 You are deeply disturbed. You are deeply disturbed. 你已经被他搅得心神不安了。 Chuck 说 You are telling me if you had the chance. 你是说如果你有机会。还没说完这句话， Nate 就回答说 I have a girlfriend. 我有女朋友。 I have a girlfriend.Chuck 的意思是如果 Nate 有机会也一定会 be disturbed， 而 Nate 说我有女朋友了。这时 Chuck 不以为然， You guys have been dating since kindergarten and you haven't sealed the deal， 你们从幼儿园时代就开始交往，到现在你都没搞定他。 You guys have been dating since kindergarten and you haven't sealed the deal。 Kindergarten K-I-N-D-E-R-G-A-R-T-N幼儿园 seal the deal 搞定，如果要具体说搞定某人呢，得加上介词 with。 seal the deal with somebody 搞定某人。 Who says seal the deal? Nate 笑着回答说谁说要搞定他了。 Who says seal the deal? Come on， Chuck 说了这样一句话， Come on。 这里是他们在搭公交车，说着说着到站了，该下车了， Come on， 快点。除了催促别人快走以外， Come on 还有很多含义。 Come on Lucy， Come on don't be so shy， 来吧露西，来吧别不好意思。这里的 Come on 表示请求、鼓励、劝说，我们直接翻译为来吧。 Come on don't say they're dreaming， 这里的 Come on 是表示责备或者不耐烦，翻译为得了、行了、够了。 Come on don't say they're dreaming， 得了别坐在那儿空想了。好， Come on, I'm not afraid of you. Come on, I'm not afraid of you. 来吧，我不会怕你的。这里的 Come on 有一种挑战或者激怒对方的意味。 Come on, I'm not afraid of you. 来吧，我不会怕你的。最后在体育竞赛等场合，我们是不是经常鼓励队员加油加油呢？用英语说就是 Come on, come on. It's interesting, right? 好， 接着呢 Chuck 一边下车一边发现他后面有一个人跟着他下，实际上就是 Dan。 Are you following us or something? Are you following us or something? 你是在跟踪我们吗？这里的跟踪用的是 follow, F-O-L-L-O-W, 跟踪某人。我们还可以用另外一个单词 stalk, S-T-A-L-K, stalk。 跟踪这事儿最典型的就是狗仔队了， paparazzi, paparazzi, P-A-P-A-R-A-Z-Z-I, 它是 paparazzo 的复数形式 paparazzo。 Paparazzi stalk him at home and trail him in cars。狗仔队在他家周围潜伏，开车尾随他。Paparazzi stalk him at home and trail him in cars. Or something. 这在我们日常的交流中也会经常用到，表示或是什么的，诸如此类什么的。Let's just watch TV or something at your place. 咱们去你那儿看电视什么的吧。Let's just watch TV or something at your place. 在疑问句中它也是经常用到的。看到某人非常优秀，非常有天分，有人会好奇地问他 Are you a genius or something? 你是个天才之类的人物吧。 Are you a genius or something? 你是个天才之类的人物吧。好了，回到剧本中， Are you following us or something? 你是在跟踪我们吗？ Are you following us or something? No, I go to your school. 不，我跟你同一个学校。为什么知道是同一个学校呢？除了在同一站下车外，还有 identical uniforms, is that kind of a tip-off? 一样的校服，这算提示了吧？ Identical, I-D-E-N-T-I-C-A-L, 完全相同的。Uniform, U-N-I-F-O-R-M, 校服。Tip-off, 密报、警告、可以告诉的秘密。举报箱是 tip-off box, tip-off box。Is that kind of a tip-off? 这算提示了吧？这里的 tip off 翻译为提示。 That's funny, Nate 说 That's funny, 真是搞笑，真有意思，似乎有一点点的不屑。可是作为普通老百姓的 Dan 对人非常友好，他说了一句 So you guys wanna sit together at lunch? 午餐要一起吗？可惜两位公子哥没一个人理睬他。好了，今天的故事就讲到这里。三个男主角终于都出现了，他们在未来的日子里会有怎样的摩擦呢？锁定咱们的绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，边听故事边学英语，两全其美。好了，今天的节目就到这里，我是 Kenneth XOXO, 再见。
Serena looked effing hot last night. There's something wrong with that level of perfection. It needs to be violated.
You are deeply disturbed.
And yet you know I'm right.You're telling me if you had the chance...
I have a girlfriend.
You guys have been dating since kindergarten and you haven't sealed the deal.
Who says seal the deal?
Come on. Are you following us or something?
No, I go to your school. Identical uniforms? Is that kind of a tip-off?
It's funny.
So, you guys want to sit together at lunch?